Edius Perik Dalet Mishnah Dalet 4-4. The Mishnah again is continuing on the same Mishnah as we have back in the 6th Perik of Peah. This is also Perik Vav Mishnah based on Maseches Peah. We're talking about Shichcha. The operating principle here again is that if you would come to remember something, it's not called Shichcha. And one of the principles is if you leave something in a place called a Makom Mesuyam, a specific place, so then you'll come to remember the thing you left in that specific place. What our Mishnah wants to discuss is how specific does the place have to be? So our Mishnah says, Ha'omer shehu samach legapa. What if you left a sheav of grain by the gapa? Gapa means, according to most, Bartanura, it's a stone wall, and it's a gapa is a stone wall that hasn't got mortar between the rocks. The Rambam actually learned in the parish that it's talking about the gate into the garden. Vila gadish, or if you leave the sheave by the haystack. Vila bakar, or you leave it by the farm animals. The bakar means cattle. There are those who understand that bakar, it's hard to understand them being cattle because cattle kind of move around. And so they maybe say the nukudosh be beker, which would be like the cow shed, or maybe it's referring to the bakar with the bakar, which is a the watchman. Whatever the case is, fine. Vila kalim, or you leave it next to the kalim. So either that means the tools themselves, the farming tools, like the scythe or the plow. Others learn, I guess, because the kalim also aren't really a permanent fixture, that it's talking about the tool shed. In all those cases, since you left it by those places, ushechachu, if you forgot it, beishamai omrim eno shecha, even though you forgot it, it's not called shecha, because you come to remember the stuff you left by the tool shed or by the fence and the like. But Beisil Omrim Shecha. Beisil say, no, that's not called a Makom Mesuyam. It's not a specific place. It's just near a specific place. But you'll come to, you could well forget it, and therefore you may not go back to collect it. It's a Isser of Shecha. Halach, of course, like Beis Hillel in this, and he is strict because he's saying you may not go back and get it under the restriction of the Isser of Shecha. So he here is the Machmir.